This is TWiT.
We should talk about reserve storage, which is, as we've talked about on Windows Weekly, Paul calls it the least controversial feature.
Wait.
I think he did call it that because people were outraged. So many people were like, what? Microsoft's going to hold back 7 gigs on my machine for reserve storage. I don't care that they're doing it to make updates better. I don't care if it's going to help people on storage constrained machines. But we think that is going to show up in 1981.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's the least controversial, but I think what I meant by that was when you see a headline like Microsoft is going to reserve another 7 gigabytes of disk space so you can have a better experience installing the next update, you can generate the headlines immediately. You know the kind of fake outrage that's going to occur because of that. So, yeah, I guess if you're still using a 32 gigabyte, tablet from 8 years ago or something, you might have some problems with that, obviously. But I don't think for most people this is a big deal. This will trigger the same, knee-jerk articles you always see around this kind of thing, like why 1,024 megabytes is not really a gigabyte and how computer companies change the way they measure disk space and how it doesn't make any sense and how you buy a computer or phone or whatever it is that has some amount of data or disk space rather, and what you're really getting is this smaller amount and blah, blah, blah. It goes on and on. But I think for most people, honestly, given the scheme that we're forced to live with, which is that Microsoft is going to update this stupid thing, whether you want it to or not, I'd rather have it go well, frankly. And I think in this age of cloud storage and whatnot, I think more and more people are starting not to hoard everything on one computer where they need all the storage. They are syncing it to the cloud and accessing the bits they need on individual computers. And so maybe disk space is less important, for some of us at least.
Yeah.
So is there currently no storage set aside in Windows for updates?
That's a good question.
I know. I actually don't know
how it does it now. I would guess that it reserves the storage as you go to download the update. And that if you don't have enough, it will warn you at that point, and then you can run. They have a wizard type thing you can run to free up disk space. But it seems like they're proactively doing this. Microsoft's goal, of course, is to download this thing in the background, not tell you anything about it, right. Get the install going, and do everything it can do without rebooting, and then kind of alert you at that point and say, "Hey, by the way, a quick reboot later, you're going to have a new version of Windows or whatever the update is." Mm. And that sounds like a good experience, in theory.